little lad. To the point that you can say, hey God, it's not much, and I heard you were looking to feed this multitude, but I don't have much, but what I do have is here for the taking. You can use it whatever you want. I want to put it in your hand. Right now, you and I are not waiting on God. You and I are not waiting on God, but God is waiting on us. God is waiting on us to make that commitment, to take that first step, to make that choice. And look, don't have much, but what I do have, God, I want to put it in your hands. God could have called the windows of heaven to open up and rain down manna if he wanted to. God could do that in your situation. He could just poof, fix it all. But that's not really what God's wanting. He's wanting somebody to say, here I am, Lord, and here's what I've got. I know we sing this song often. You can use anything, Lord. You can use me. But is that really your prayer? Do you really say, here it is, God, I am giving it all to you? Or have you and I both been guilty of holding back some in our pocket? Just in case. Just in case this thing doesn't work out. Just in case I need something to fall back on. I don't want to give it all to God, because I might need something to work with later. I know some of you are disconnected right now, and I know I'm not preaching to everybody, but I'm preaching to a few folks here today. What do you have? What do you have? And I want us to find a place to pray. Whose hand is it in? Are you going to be tight-fisted and squeeze it for all you're worth? Oh God, I know you gave me the Holy Ghost, but I just can't tell nobody about it. Really? Oh, that's all I got. Yeah? Why don't you put what you do have into the Master's hands? Oh God, I've got this brokenness and I've got this hurt. And there's some of you right now, I just felt it. Right now, some of you, is all you have is your failure. You say, God don't want my failure. Oh, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. He said, I came to bind up the brokenhearted, to set at liberty them that are held captive, to heal, to save. He came to take that brokenness. He came to take and use that failure. You see, God's interested in putting things back together that you will recognize. That you will recognize, I only have hope in Him. Jesus, help us right now, God. Lord, as your Spirit begins to move once again on our hearts and on our minds, I know, God, today there are some in this house that you've been talking to, that you've been working on. And even as I'm finishing, God, they're scared. They're afraid. They're afraid to really give it all to you because they don't know the outcome. God, would you help them lay it down at the altar? Would you help them lay it down? Would you help them, God? Would you compel them right now to just give what they do have and put it in your hands? Come on. Come on, will you do that, Saint of God, today, right now? I know I'm preaching to you right now. Will you just say, okay, God, I've been holding on to this because I don't know what's going to happen. I'm fearful and I'm anxious and I'm worried and I'm concerned and I've got all these things going on in my mind. I'm telling you, give it to Him. Have faith in God. Trust Him. Put it today in the Master's hands. Put it today and watch how He can heal. Watch how He can save. Watch how He can deliver. Watch how He can bring about a miracle. Watch how He can bless. Only God. Only God can do this. Some of you, that's exactly what you're saying. It's going to take a miracle, Pastor. That's right. It's going to take a miracle. But if you'll leave it in the Master's hand, He can perform that miracle in your life. Will you leave it there? Will you put it in His hands today? Come on, Saint of God. Will you put it in His hands today? Will you put the frailty of your humanity in His hands? Will you put your inadequacies in His hands? Will you put the failures in His hand? Will you put it all in His, everything that you've got? Will you put it in His hand? Because it does make a difference in whose hands it is. Depends on whose hand it's in. Oh, let's pray. Let's pray.